We finish off a little bit the Kuntres of Maimon HaTfila, the last page, and then we'll go a little bit in the Parsha. The last thing we spoke last week was about expressing the words from Tfila, expressing out the words. We spoke that it's not like a newspaper. When you daven, we're pretending we're in front of the king, and we're asking whatever we could from the king to help Tfila. And you have to express out the words. It's not like a newspaper, you sit down, look at it, look at the Siddur. You're supposed to give out the words. That's what it says in Zohar. You have to, it should be like you're eating, you're saying out the words for Hashem. And we learned very before the Shiurim, saying out words, if somebody would be able to see the words, every word that comes out from Tfilah, the Malachim take the words and they take it to Hashem Yisbarach. If somebody would be able to see this, he wouldn't skip any words, because every word you say, a Malach is taking it and picking him up in Shemayim. So that we spoke last week about the important how to bring out as much as possible to give out all the words. Somebody came after the Shia, asked me, it's going to take me so long to daven if I have to say everything out. He's used to just looking at it. So I told him that I could daven the whole davening very fast, 20 minutes, a half hour. If you get used to saying the words, it doesn't take so long. It's just that you're not used to saying the words out. So then, in the beginning, it'll be hard to say out. Once you get used to saying out the words, it doesn't take so long. Just the main thing is that you should just say out the words. Say out the words. Of course, you're supposed to think what you're davening also, to put your heart to it. But even if you don't have Ki'atu Shemea Tfilas Kol Peh, Tzadikim said, what's it saying? This is Shemena Esre. Hashem listens, Shemea, He listens. Ki'atu Yu Hashem Shemea Tfilas Kol Peh. Every mouth. What does this mean, every mouth? That means, even if my head's not there today, my head's not there, I have business problems, I have family problems, whatever, my head's not by davening, but I gotta go to daven. So you have to go to shul and daven, and just say the words. And even if I'm not saying it with all the kavanah, but you say out the words, Hashem hears. Ti'atu shemea tfilas kol peh, amchi so brachman. You hear all the mouth that is speaking. So at least that, if you don't have the kavanah, even though it says in Zohar that it's beli kavanah, it's like an neshama, it's like a goof, beli neshama. You say it word out without thinking. But even though it says that, but there is something to it, that the words go up to a shemayim. And that's for sure, somebody who's davening with a minyan, then the malachim aren't medaktik. That means they don't listen so much to each person. Somebody's davening be yechidut, somebody's by himself, single, then you have to watch out each word. Somebody who's davening with a minyan, then it doesn't make a difference if you don't say every word with so much kavanah, because the whole tefillah goes up, the shechinah is over there, between 10 people are there, the shechinah, and it takes the whole tefillah in Shemayim. Now, it says in Zohar that the son of Rabbi Yossi asks his father, what is this Shlomo HaMelech said? V'ata tishma ha-shamayim v'chon shivtecha. You listen Shemayim from the place that you're sitting. So he asked him, what is this? He asked Rabbi Yochanan, he asked him, what is this? Ata tishma ha-shamayim. Is Hashem called Shemayim? Hashem min ha-shamayim, from the heaven. Heaven listen. What is this, a heaven? A heaven is listening. So he asked this, Rabbi Yochanan said, tell me what you heard about this pasuk. So Rabbi Yossi said, it should have said, yes, min ha-shamayim. So he says, just like it says, Shavas aniyim, tzakas anovim. What is this all about? Maybe it's a short lashon, but it means min ha-shamayim. So the kid, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the kid said, no, you should know one thing, that the time when Yidin are davening, by kashas, they asking from Shemayim, there's a malach that's called Metat. It's short. Mem tes tes resh vav nun metat. And he takes all the trillis and he brings it up in a place that's in Shemayim. He puts it on a certain rakia, that means a certain heaven, the seven heavens, one of the heavens, he takes it up to. And all the tefillah that goes to a certain place in Shemayim. And all the tefillahs, all the tefillah that all Klal Yisrael is davening, everything goes into one place, and it's always over there. When Hashem wants to look at schus for Klal Yisrael, there's something bad happening in the world, and Hashem wants to look at the schus from Klal Yisrael, so He looks over there in Shemayim, and He sees all the tefillah in front of Him.
When you say L'shem Shemayim, what does it mean?
When you say L'shem Shemayim, that means L'shma. That means you really meant Hashem over here. You didn't mean yourself. Oh, you mean when somebody says Shem Shemayim? Okay, usually they're not talking in that term. But this pasuk, what he says, "Va'ata tishma Hashemayim," means that's what he's saying. That something Rabbi Yossi said, that when he wants to look at the schus from Klal Yisrael, so he's ma'ayin bahir rukia the iskra Shemayim. He starts looking into this rukia, and this over there. Millions of tefillot that go up every day, and there's lots of people that are crying by davening. And these tefillot that's in Shemayim, Hashem looks at it, and he has rachmanis, and he does a shefa for Klal Yisrael. He does say, "Okay, I'm going to do good for it for the Jews," and that's what he says. Daman ba'isin is the Yisrael umerachem alai. When he looks over there, that's what it says. Va'ata tishma Hashemayim. That means that Hashemayim, yes, the place from Hashemayim. From this place in heaven, it's going to listen because Hashem looks over there. And this way, we're going to be held from there. V'chein Amar David, Halu es Hashem in Hashemayim. Why? The Taman hu Tishbach to Yisrael. That's where all the Zmirot and Tishbachot from Klal Yisrael is over there in this place from mine. And Rabbi Yochanan heard these words, and Shake Hareshi kissed him on his head, and he gave him a bracha. Omra Maglid Hado Havas Techois Yodekar. This diamond you had under your hand, this will be for me a diamond for the way. Wherever I go, I should know about this Torah. There's a place in Shemayim where all the tefillot are always over there when Hashem is looking at it. That's Baruch Hashem. We finished the Kuntra Shemayim and Hatfilah. Hashem's Baruch should help that. We should help the tefillot that should go to Shemayim, and it should be a lot of schus for Klal Yisrael. Like this week is the Parsha from Shlach. Since it's an important parsha with the Meraglim, I'm going to speak a little bit lefi haKabbalah. What was going on over here? Now, we know what happened this week. The parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, they had to take the Klal Yisrael from the Midbar, take them in to Eretz Israel. So what happened was they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. That we have to go check it out to see if it's good. That was the first problem. Rashi brings this down, that they should have believed Hashem is Bara, that He said that it's good. So they should have taken in and believe Him. All the nisim that He did for Klal Yisrael, they should have believed that it's good. They sent to go check it out. That was the first mistake. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want to send them, send them. I live a b'chira. You don't believe? You do whatever you want. He let Moshe Rabbeinu send. Now, it says in Anoshim, it says in the Gemara, and Rashi brings it down, Anoshim always means, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. That Anoshim means a higher level. Anoshim Ksherim. So Rashi says, why is it called Anoshim? And that hour they were choshev, but when they came back, then they weren't choshev anymore. They lost the whole madregas, and they said lashon hara on Eretz Yisrael. Now, what happened was we're calling them miraglim. Where do we find this miraglim? Over here in the parsha, you don't see them. We're calling them miraglim, but the truth is that we find this. By Yosef HaTzadik, when the brothers came to him, and they came into Mitzrayim to look for Yosef HaTzadik, so they came, all the brothers came from all different doors from Mitzrayim, 12 doors, he came from there, because of Ayin Hara, or they wanted to check to find the brother Yosef, maybe he's in a store, maybe he's in a jail someplace. So they came from all sides of Mitzrayim, and that's the way they came in. So Yosef, when they came to Yosef HaTzadik, so Yosef told them Meraglim atem lirois eserves ares. You are meraglim, you are spies. You come to check out eserves ares. He says, no, we're not spies. We come. So the Arizal says, Ari HaKadosh, he said, meraglim atem, that you shvatim, because what you did, you said Lashon Hara, Yosef HaTzadik, and what you did to him, you have to, your neshamas are going to have to come into the meraglim. Meraglim atem, that means your neshamas are going to have to come down again, and you're going to be with the meraglim. Now, what does this mean? I'll explain a little bit. According to the Arizal, there are two types of neshamot from Gilgul. That means there is something that somebody who Chas v'Shalom, he was on this world and he didn't do Torah mitzvot, he wasn't makpid on kashrits, he didn't do what he was supposed to. So what Hashem does, he has to come back begildu again on this world. He has to. Hashem comes. He doesn't go into Gan Eden. He takes his neshama, throws him back, recycles. He has to come back to this world, and again he has to try to do it. Now it's brought down that he's our Shar HaGilgulim. Somebody has to be Mekayim Tariag Mitzvot. You have to be Mekayim Tariag Mitzvot. How is it possible? So it's the Amitzvot that are for ladies, not for men. The Amitzvot for Kohanim. I'm Israel, the Amitzvot that the Beis Hamikdash. Then the Amitzvot that I have the mitzvah to give a get. I have to divorce my wife because it's a mitzvah. Yibum, I can't do Yibum. Chalitza, there's lots of mitzvah. How could I be a regular person, be Mekayim Mitzvot? So the Rizal says, what happens if a person did whatever he could, whatever it was possible for him to do, he did. And just what isn't possible, the Beis HaMikdash, a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. So what can you do? So Hashem takes his neshama, and that's not a tzar. That means it's not Yisurim. Hashem takes his neshama when you come into Gan Eden, before you go in. Somebody is doing Yibam, he takes the neshama, he puts it into this person that's going to do this mitzvah. Somebody's giving a get, his neshama comes inside, and he's doing this. And when he finishes this neshama to do this, goes back, and then he go inside. And this is called Ibur neshama. And this Ibur neshama is coming, it's going to help the person go into Gan Eden. That's one thing of Ibur. There's another way Ibur neshama, sometimes there's somebody, he's a big tzaddik, and he doesn't have such a big mind. He doesn't have kochot haneshama to learn so much, to understand. But Hashem sees that he's really sitting 24 hours and he's doing mitzvot. Hashem, what he does is he gives a big neshama to him. It says lots of this about somebody who does less chesed. So he gives him neshama from Avraham Avinu, or from Pinchas Ben Yair, he used to do Pidyon Shvuyim. What?
While he's living,
he sends another neshama. Hashem sends into him a neshama to help you do mitzvot and to help you learn. He sends it, it depends, somebody who learns in a certain sefer, you're connected to him, Hashem could send his neshama. It says, there is all, there's other ways to get neshamot. If you go to somebody's kever, from a big tzaddik, there are certain yichudim, that means you connect yourself, rucha barucha, it says in the Zohar. You connect your neshama to the neshama by the kever. That's only made for tzaddikim to do it. There are ways that the Rizal says how to do it. You come back, and you could get his neshama from the tzaddik. But the Ben Ishchai, he went to the kever from Binyoy Ben Yoda, he was from the Sanhedrin, and after he came back from there, all his svarim, he made on the name from Ben Yo Ben Yada. Whatever it says on him, Ben Yo, Ben Yada, Ben Ishchai, Rav Palim, all the names that it said on that Tana, he said he got his neshama when he was there. And everything, and there was a lot of tzaddikim at the time from the Baal Shem Tov that they weren't such big goyanim. And all of a sudden, they knew, they started to know everything. And Baal Shem Tov said, and it's a different one for Reb Zishe, he was a big tzaddik, he said he has now the neshama from one of the Tanoim, he got it, the Be'ibah. It says all this, and also in Parshas Ve'eschanan, the Arizal says, Vayis'aber Hashem bi lemanchem. There are sometimes Hashem makes Iber neshama lemanchem to help you. That means for your good. That means there are certain times that Hashem sends the neshama to help. But there are sometimes that Hashem sends you Iber neshama because you missed a mitzvah. You missed. So since you missed it, you have to do it on this world. But then, when the Shvatim, they were big tzaddikim, and they were over this, Yosef tzaddik, Yosef told them, Meraglim atem, you are going to have to come to the Meraglim, you are going to be in the Meraglim. It says that they, when these neshamas went out, each one, Lamate, Yehuda, Lamate, Kalev, each one, it says, he got, whoever his shevet was, he got the neshama from him. The Mate Ephraim, Sheh Ben Nun. That means Ephraim, he got, he went into Sheh Ben Nun. Each person had, according to his shevet, that neshama went into him. Now, it says in the Torah, it says, Ish Echad, Tishloch Kol Nasi Behem. Yeah. What is this? One person you should send from Nasi. So this machloek is in the Yerushalmi with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. One says that Isha Echad is a double lashon. That means there are two. Isha Echad, not one person, that means two people. And Rabbi Yishmael, that's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael said, no, it's a lashon for a person, one person. Like the lashon b'nei Adam. People talk like that. They say one person. So that means there were only 12. So the Mefarshim is the Pnei Moshe on the spot. If there were more, why doesn't it say in the Torah more, only 12? Why don't we see more? So he says that only the Chashuv, the Chashuv, the same, but that the other ones they weren't Machshir. But according to the Rizal, there were tzaddikim that said. It says Madani Melech HaSefer that according to the Arizal, it's very good to understand that the Ish Echad is a double lashon. Why? To tell you that over here is Ish Echad. That means that the person that the Nesim that went Ish Echad means the neshama that went into them. That's why it could be there were 24 Meraglim. How could it be there were 24? Because these we're not talking about. But it says in the Pasuk, when it says, Lamate Ephraim Hashem Benun, that means Hashem Benun went along with him. That's what is brought down in the Sfarim, according to that the Meraglim went. So it says that Arizal, that these two, Yeshua Benun and Kalev Ben Yifuna, Chayu Minu Anashim Ha'ele. What does this mean, Chayu? They lived. What did they live? So it says, because Vayelchu vayvoy. What is it? It says in the Chaim also, it says, Vayelchu vayvoy. They came back to Moshe. What it says, vayvoy al Moshe. Vayelchu vayvoy. So it says that Arizal, vayelchu. The neshamas that were inside, it left them. And they came to Moshe. No, only Vad, Kalev, Ben Yifun, Yishub, Ben Choyum, and Anoshim, O'ele. What does it mean? They lived. That means their neshamas stayed with them. The Ibn Neshama, it works like this. That somebody who keeps on doing mitzvahs and ma'is from toivim, the neshama stays with you. Somebody who, the minute you're going to do avera, then the neshama flies out of you. It doesn't help you do the avera, and it doesn't get touched, this neshama. This neshama, it only comes to help you. So when they wanted to say Lashon Hara of Eretz Yisrael, these neshamas left them. But Yeshuv Benun, Kalev Ben Yifuna, Choyub Benun Anosh Mo'ele. Then the neshamas stayed with them alive. They didn't lose the Ibn Neshamas. These two. They stayed with the Ibn Neshama. Now, it says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was scared that his Talmud Yeshua is going to fall through with Matzas Meraglim. So, he sent along, he was Mispal Koye Sha'acha, he gave along, he used to be Hoshea Benun, and he gave along a yud. This yud, it says in the Gemara, he took it from Sarah. Hashem, her name was Sarai, and I said, now more Sarai, Sarah. So the Yud came to Hashem Yisbarach, it says in the Medrash, came to Hashem Yisbarach, said, why are you taking me from Big Tzadekis? You're taking away the Yud from me, I want to be by Tzadekis. So Hashem told, don't worry, I'm going to give you to a Big Tzadek. And this was the time by Yeshua, Ayikre Moshe Lahishaya Benin Yehoshua. He gave this Yud from Sarai, and he stuck it to Yehoshua, and it says in the Rizal, this was Nishmas Levi, because the truth is that Levi wasn't supposed to have a chelik ba'aretz, because the Leviim had no chelik, but he sent along Nishmas Levi, that this should go along with the Nishamas. So he had two Nishamas, not Ephraim, he had a Nishama from Ephraim, he also had the Nishama from Levi. Now, what was with Kalev ben Yefuna? Kalev ben Yefuna, it says in the Rizal, he was a Gilgil from Eliezer Eved Avraham. That means his neshama, he was born with the neshama from the Eliezer Eved Avraham. That's what it says in the Rizal. Now, that's why when he went, so he wanted to connect himself to his Rebbe. He went, it says in the Zohar, he went Mesiras Nefesh to Hebron. He went to Hebron. Why did he go to Hebron? Kivrei Avos. But where was the Kivrei Avos? It says in the Zohar, he went special to Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu was in the Neshama Harishona. In the first Neshama, his Rebbe was Avraham Avinu. He says, I am going to the Mispal by my Rebbe, Avraham Avinu, that I shouldn't fall through with the Atzas Meraglim. And that's why it says back, the Avdi Kalev. Why is it calling him Avdi Kalev? Because he was an neshama from Eliezer Eved Avraham. So that's why the Torah is calling him Avdi Kalev. My Eved, that's his Eved Avraham, Eliezer Eved Avraham, Avdi Kalev. Ekev, hoyse Ruach Acheres Imoy. He got himself a different neshama, a Ruach Acheres. Where did he get this Ruach Acheres Imoy? When he went to Hebron, he was mistabik with the kever from Avraham Avinu, and he got the neshama from Avraham Avinu. That's the chiddush that it says. Ekev asher shama Avraham bekoili. That's why he's calling him Ekev hoyse Ruach Acheres Imoy. Ekev is but he had a different ruach with him. What kind of different ruach he had with him? He got himself a new neshama that he didn't have till now. That was neshama ha'ibur. This you have to remember. Ibur neshama. This is going to come to use a lot to understand what this is. He got this ibur neshama, and that's why he was zoicher to this. And it's brought down to the Svarim that you see one thing from here, that to be connected, a person has to be connected to a tzaddik. From where you see it over here, from the Parshas HaMeraglim, that the only two who really went, who came back and nothing happened to them, was only these two, that they stayed alive with the neshamas also. That was Yeshua ben Nun, lo mosh mitoicha oil. He was connected to Moshe Rabbeinu all his life. He never left. He was connected to him. Since he was connected to his Rebbe, the Tzaddik, he stayed. And then also, Kolev, even though his Rebbe wasn't alive, it was Avraham Avinu, but since he connected himself to him, he had the Rebbe, and he went to Hebron, Mesiras Nefesh. So that's why that tells us the message that a person should be connected to a Tzaddik. You have to be connected to your Rebbe, and this helps the person to go through lots of matzav, not to go by. The Ben Ish Chai in Ben Yehuda, he has a different mahalach, the way he learns what happened over here. He tied his dad, according to the Rizal, that means when they went, they had the neshamas, they had big neshamas with them. And they came back, they lost it, so they weren't called their nashim anymore. But according to the Ben Ish Chai, he says like this. What is this that he says, why was he mispal Moshe Rabbeinu from Eitzah? What kind of Eitzah was over here? They had an Eitzah? I mean, this was a chet to go say Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Why is it called Atzas Meraglim? It should be called Chet Meraglim. The Ben Ish Chai says, unbelievable. He says like this, that they were big tzaddikim. they were all the Nasiim from Klal Yisrael. They were the Nasi. You know, each one was a Nasi. He was the top, the highest Madrega from the whole Shevet. They got together. They said, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that we're going to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem said it's good. If we didn't go to Eretz Yisrael and come back and say it's beautiful, there's not going to be any schar. No, what's going to be the schar? To go, you're going to enjoy yourself over there. You have to get schar mitzvah, lefum tzara agre. You have more tzar going to Eretz Yisrael, so you're going to get more, it's going to be a bigger mitzvah. So we're going to make up when you come back and say that it's not so good over there at Israel because there's problems here. We'll make up a problem. And even though then the Klal Yisrael is going to be machnea the Eitz Zahara, they're not going to listen to the Eitz Zahara. And then they're going to go anyway to Eitz Yisrael. And the Schar will be twice, 100% much more than it would be without with going, saying, you know, we're going for your Lech Lecha Lahanoskot. Even if it's so hard, they go to Mesiras Nefesh, Hashem is Baruch is going to have such a simcha. So that was their Eitzah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, please, I hear your Eitzah, you know, but I know my people. This is not going to work. Please, don't do it. They say, no, we mean good. We're going to say, you're going to see that Klal Yisrael is going to listen, and they're going to want to go anyways. That's why the whole time it's called Atzas Meraglim. Because Be'etzem, they didn't have mind to do an Aveda, to say Dibes Haaretz. They wanted to do Shem Shemayim, like you said before, Shem Shemayim. They meant good. They meant a good point. They wanted to have, they should get Moschar. But because they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what happened. That's why the Torah calls it Atzas, because Lechatchile, it wasn't a Be'etzem and Aveda, it was just a Eitzah. And that's why he was mispalled for him the whole time, that at least Yeshua Benun, he shouldn't go with this Eitzah, he shouldn't say this. So go down in this forum, that they scream, both of them, Toivu Ha'oretz Ma'id Ma'id. So what is this Ma'id Ma'id? So because it says, Be'etzem, it says in the Zohar, that these Meraglim, before they went, they came over there and they saw that there are two Madregas. There's a Madrega from Eretz Yisrael, Madrega from Chutz La'aretz. When they're going to go to a different climate, to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have to change around the Nesiim. That means they're going to lose their position. When they go to Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael, they're not going to have their position. They felt they knew what's going to go on. So they made up together that we're going to say it's not good to go, because they wanted to stay with the high position, the Nasi, out in the Midbar. So that's why they said that. But so where does it come from? The whole thing came from Baal Gaiva. They had to be ready to lose your position. And Hashem said, go to Eretz Yisrael, even though you're going to lose your position. But if that's what Hashem wants, forget about it. You can't look at yourself. You have to look at the Torah for Klal Yisrael. And that was the problem. And that's why they came to Gaiva. They were Gaiva. And the Mishnah said, Mo'id, Mo'id, Havi Shval Ruach. A person has to be, a lot to be a humble person. That's why it says in the Torah, Toiva Ha'aretz, it's very good, but you have to be Mo'id, Mo'id. You have to be humble, a lot, like it says in the Mishnah, Mo'id, Mo'id, Havi Shval Ruach. And that's what it's telling us, that because they went through the Madrege, they couldn't lose their prestige, you know, they're going to lose their Nasiyas, who am I going to be? That's why they lost this Madrege, and they lost the whole Madregis in Kedusha V'Tahara, because they couldn't take it, that they're going to lose it. So that brings out from this marshal to be humble. Also, this week, a little bit talk about tzitzis. It's brought down the Zohar that the tzitzis are shomer for the person, and each tzitzis has malachim that come out from the tzitzis. And these malachim watch the person wherever he goes. and it helps the person with Kedusha to go with Tzitzis. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that somebody should go with Tzitzis all the time, even though you don't have to go with Tzitzis only when you have to go with Tzitzis. When that means if you have a baguette with Dalit Kamfos, then it's a mitzvah to have Tzitzis on it. But if not, I don't have to. But it says, Be'idne Derusche, when there's a time when Hashem is cooking on certain Avedas that happen in Klal Yisrael, he looks around, he sees if you're going with Tzitzis. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to watch, Be'idne Derusche, Hashem could do, Chaz V'Sholem, something can happen to the person if he's not wearing Tzitzis. So it's brought down that it shouldn't be less than 7 kriches. That means the first kriche from the Tzitzis has 7. And it shouldn't be more than 13, it says in the Gemara, not less than 7. So, the Alpi Kabbalah, it says also in Halacha, that you made 7, 8, 11, and 13. The krichot around the tzitzis. Why? Because 7, altogether it comes out to Yudke Vavke Echad, Hashem Echad. How? 7 and 8 is 15, that's Yud He, 15. And then 11 is Vav Hey, that's 11. So that's why this is 7 and 8. And this one is 11. So you have Yud K, Vav K, because Yud Aleph, yes. And then the last one is 13, is Gematria Echot. When you put together the tzitzis, you have to have in mind, when you make the krichot, the chulias, Hashem Echot. Hashem is one. And this is what it's brought down, that it shouldn't be less than 7. But I'll call upon him. 7 krichot has to have around the tzitzis. It says in the Zohar that the 7 krichot are 7 malachim that surround the person. Go a little bit what's happening over here.
Can you wear 2 pairs?
You can wear as many pairs as you want.
You have more malachim?
It doesn't say exactly this, but I know there are
some tzaddikim.
Rabbi Scheinberg, he puts a lot. It doesn't say anything in the Kisvei Arizal about the tzitzis, more than 1 pair of tzitzis. So I can't tell you, somebody who wants to put on more, it's a free country, you could put on. It's not an Aveda to put it on, it fits a little bit. But according to the Zohar, it doesn't say anything about putting extra. But this is what happens. You put on 1 pair of tzitzis, it's enough, and you have the 7 malachim. If he's going to have more malachim because of that, I don't know. Doesn't say anything about it. But this is connected, this madrega. And it says also, the Chida brings it, that a person, Noyef Isha Chosaleif, that somebody who is missing Lamed Beis, that means the altogether it comes out to Lamed Beis, that Lamed Beis Tzitzis, 32. So if you're missing one, it doesn't have the Kedusha that it would have if you would have 32. You're missing one, then you don't have the sgula that it makes kedusha from arayas. It says a pasuk noyef isha chosalev. Somebody is a noyef. He's running after arayas. Chosalev. He's missing one part of the tzitzis, even though lefi halacha. It's enough if you're not missing one pair. But there's a certain zgula to have all the tzitzis, then it's extra shmira for the person. I just remind myself from a story. There was a big tzaddik. He was named Rameh Pemishlaner. And he used to look at, he saw everything, all the machshavas from the person came inside. He saw exactly where he was. What tzaddikim that to be able to look at you and see what you're thinking about. And the Baal Shem Tov used to say this, that a person, where his machshava is, that's where you are. Wherever your machshava is, that's where you are. So one time, Rameh Mishlan is in Mismedish, and 2 guys walked into the shul, they came inside, they were put on talis and tefillin outside, then they came inside with talis and tefillin on. And he started laughing. And they didn't know, then he turned back, davening. And after davening, They asked him, what was so funny? These two guys came into shul with tals and tefillin. He says, do you know what's from Baal Shem Tov? Wherever the person is thinking, that's where he is. He says, these two guys, they're handling with horses. That's what their business is, they're handling with horses. When they came inside to davening, they were both thinking about the horses. Their head was there in the horses. And that's what they were thinking when they came inside. And I'm looking at them. I ask you, you see two horses coming in with a towels and tefillin on, you wouldn't laugh? That he said. And then, mitzad hasheni, the word tzaddikim that they looked at, there were people that, the Makai and mitzvot, you know, there are a lot of people that, especially in the old times, they were real amaratzim, they didn't know Torah. But since they meant L'shem Shemayim, they felt they're doing what they're supposed to, and they really meant serious what they're doing. So Hashem, you know, He took it on them. He means it serious. So it's brought down, the Kashrut to Maggid's son, the Be'er Moshe, he has a Sefer, and he writes this in the Sefer, this parasha taka, Al Arba Kamfes Kususcha, that Gedilim Taslach Al Arba Kamfes Kususcha, we should make Gedilim Tzitzis, Arba Kamfes Kususcha, I mean your clothing. Now, there was Am Oretz, and he thought this means, he thought this means sus, you know, sus means a horse. So he went, this Amoritz, and he put on his horse tzitzis. So so they went over to him, said, what are you doing? He says, yeah, it says in the Pasuk, Arba Kamfes Suscha, you're sus. So he went to put on. He said, Koshitz Magid, he said, Madregis, you know, he said, it means this, it means that, whatever. But Hashem takes a person who means something serious, you know, with tzaddikim, they always looked at the way a person, if he means it serious, then Hashem takes his mitzvot that he does, even though he doesn't know what he's doing exactly. But since he means it serious, Hashem says, okay, he means it serious, I'll take care of him. There was a story that the Ben Ish Chai brings, that there was a guy who lived in he lived out of the city, and he didn't know how to daven, he went to yeshiva. You know, the olden times, he used to live in a farm. And this guy, he used to go to shul all the time and listen to them daven. And he didn't know how to daven, he didn't know how. And he's listening to the chazan every day by Kabbonis. The chazan used to say, Eilu, Eilu, Nisrofim, Veis HaDoshem. That means this and this gets burned up by the Mizbeach, Veis HaDoshem, where everything got burned up. And he loved this, the way the chazan say, Eilu v'eilu nisrof v'eis adoshen, and he has it. And then he had a few kids, and his wife told him, you know, but my father, before Kiddush, he used to always bench the kids, give them a bracha before Kiddush. Why don't you give? He says, you know, I'll also try to do. So he took this pasuk that he knew very good, this pasuk, and he would, every Friday night before Kiddush, he'd say, Eilu, Eilu, Nisrofim, Reis HaDoshen, and he'd say this pasuk, and his wife didn't know what he's saying, and he, you know, he meant it very serious. One time, a Talmud Chacham came to his house, and before Kiddush, he calls his kids over, and he tells them very serious, Eilu, Eilu, Nisrofim, Reis HaDoshen. And the Talmud Chacham said, what did you just say here? So he says, well, they say it in shul, I'm giving the bracha. So he says, don't say this, you don't know what this means, that you're burning. He said, don't say this anymore. Sure, he took it away. So he said, that night, the Talmud Chacham had a cholim, and Elyon Ofi came in the cholim. He says, you shouldn't have said that, and because you don't know, Hashem loved his brachas, he said it so serious, and he said it with a full heart. He used to take these words, and he used to change it around, make brachas out of them. And what you do, you spoil these brachas, tell him he shouldn't stop, and he should keep on saying this bracha. So you wake up in the morning, he says, I'm sorry, you know, you should just keep on saying the bracha, it's very good, I'm sorry what I said. He brings out the Ben Ish Chai, if somebody, lo yachel devoroi, chalayoytze mepiv yase, that means somebody who doesn't talk stop nonsense, he just talks and serious, if he doesn't come out the right words, but Yaseh, Hashem's going to fix it up. Like Ben Abaka Hashasa means tikkun. Yeah, he was misakin. Whatever will come out of his mouth, Hashem will take care of it. So somebody, if he davens, and he means it serious, Hashem takes, you know, okay, he meant it serious. There was also a story, there's a, by, in Pesach, it says, by in the Haggadah, V'hisha Amda, says, Kan Yagbiya Es HaKois. And you pick up the kois. So it was an old Haggadah, and the guy, it was a mistake over there. And instead of a chof, it said a fe over there. Kan Magbiya Es HaFus. The fus meant the foot. So this guy, he used to, every by the Haggadah, he used to pick up his foot over here on the table, and he'd drink out. And he'd say, Isham this. So the bells it off, first bells it off, he used to say, Toitus on this, and the rapture. The tzaddikim, they said, he meant, somebody who meant it serious, so then Hashem takes his mitzvot, he might some toitim. If he means it serious, even though he's not doing exactly the right thing, but Hashem accepts it. Because the ikr is, you mean the heart, if you do whatever you could, then Hashem takes it. So I'm just saying that about tzitzis, you know, the main thing is you do what Hashem wants. You have a kavanah, you do a right kavanah, Hashem helps you. I'll say a little bit over here, not too much time, a little bit what it says over here. In the Zohar it says that there's lots of mitzvahs that are made to help the person connect the Yetzer Hara. And the Zohar talks over here about somebody wakes up in the morning, there are four malachim that help the person that he shouldn't do any avedis. So the first thing, he watches his feet, his eyes, his words that he says out, and his hands. And connected this, there are the four tzitzis, and each part from the tzitzis bring lots of orot on the person, and there are four malachim. That's what it says. Tana Barazit the Sifrit Sneasa Arba Malachim. The Afu Malachim Novkin Likadmus Arba Sahadi. That means there are four Edis that come out that are from the person, and this Arba Sahadi, that means from the tzitzis, they keep on telling you Vilosi Surah Akh Lavavchem, Asisim is come with Tzvoisai, Visim Kedoshim Lelehechem. It keeps on telling you the tzitzis have a kedusha inside. This brought down a story in the Gemara. Somebody was a big tzaddik, and he went to, he saw Isha, and he went after the lady, and when he went to do the avera, the tzitzis came and started patching him in the face, and he got up and he ran out. It saved him. So the tzitzis saves the person. So it says the story in the Gemara. The tzitzis saves the person from kedusha inyanim. He says there's lots of things that are in the inyanim from tzitzis. It's like an oven ve'iskele, like an oven that you have a thing hanging from a whole thing from grapes. Each piece of tzitzis have a bunch of soides inside, like an oven, like a whole thing of an oven. Tzir behu shiver hitim. That means that in each one you have seven parts of the tzitzis that go around. And these are connected seven malachim that are running in front of him to look at the person. Sahad and Sadusa, they say Eidus Lamaila on the person. They don't stay in one place, these malachim. They keep on running to check, and they keep on saying Eidus on the person. Omrav Yehuda, Kamasad, Ovid Kutch Brichel, Ashadu Ve'enisha. He sends all the time malachim. And it to watch the evarif from the person, he shouldn't do any averis. Ki malocha v'tzavela v'shmorcha b'chol derechecha. When you say, somebody goes out, you say, first before he leaves the city, you're supposed to say this pasuk. Ki malocha v'tzavela v'shmorcha b'chol derechecha. That means the malochim, they ashomer the person, they save the person from averis, and this is going along. And these are also helping the person with Eitzis and Avodas Hashem. A person gets up in the morning, and the first thing is he puts his foot down. There are Eidim that connected the feet. It says there are four malachim. Each one is connected Yud Ke Vav Ke. So he starts off from the foot, that's connected the Hey Achrayner from the Yud Ke Vav Ke. It starts from the Hey. Machrizin Vamrim, and it calls out this Malach, Ragloi Chasid of Yishmar. Hashem is Baruch should watch these feet from this person. Shmoy Raglicha, watch your feet, Kasha Teilech, you go to the shul, watch not to do anything. Pales Ma'agel Raglecha, watch your foot to go to the right place. That's number one, the first Malach. Aftach Einu Listakle Balma, he opens up his eyes in the morning. Sahade Amre, the Eidim say, Einecha Lenoichach Yabitu. Just look at Hashem. Don't look at Arayas. Don't look at magazines. Don't look at girls. Watch your eyes. And that is connected the yud. The little eyes are connected the yud. The foot connects the hay. Come the Malala. He starts talking in the morning. Sahadaya Amri, the Adam. Nitzoy Lishon Chumera. Watch your mouth not to talk what you're not supposed to. And don't talk Lashon Hara Ukadoyme, that makes a period between the Hay and the Vav. And that's from the Hay Rishoyne, the first Hay from the Shemavaya, from Yudke Vavke. Oishit Yudoy, he picks up his hand, Mila Dalma, to do anything. Sadaya Omri, the Adam say, Sur Mei Rav, I say to it, go away from bad and do only good. And that is the Vav, like a hand, is the Vav from the Shemavaya. Itzayas Luhu Yoiz. If you, the person gets up in the morning, he listens to the Malachim, he does what he's supposed to, then it's going to be good. V'iloi, not. Right where you have the Satan over there, and he's going to help you faked. The opposite. All the Malachim, they're going to say what kind of avedis you did. You get up in the morning, you do what you're supposed to, the Malachim say, look what this good person is going to do. And he has the help from Malachim to help him to do everything, and that Hashem should look at him for good. So, in Faket, then he has the Malachim from the left side, and they're looking at all the Avedis from the person. If he wants to be Isaac and Avedis Hashem, to work on Hashem, to do what Hashem wants, everybody is going to say good things. All the Malachim are going to say good about you. And whenever you're going to need something, you're going to have to. So every person has his times when he needs a big toivah from Hashem's brother. Help me for this, help me for that. You're asking help, Hashem says, stick out your hand. I'm ready to help you. But show me what you're doing for me. You do what Hashem wants, then Hashem's going to do what you want. There was one thing that I was speaking before about the Indian from talking. There was once a tzaddik that he went over to a person after davening, and he goes over to him and he tells him, she said, what? He said, what are you saying? So he said, you just spoke to Hashem his brother, you said the same thing. He went, so there was a different tzaddik went over to him, and he says, you know, when a baby is crying to the father, he can't talk, but you know, the father knows what he wants, so he does. You know, he knows what he wants. He takes care of his kids, even though he can't talk. He does whatever he could to do to help. So he says, no, Hashem is our father. He's our father. So even though I didn't say out the words good, but he knows what I want. So this, he wanted to be a Mlamed Zchus. But I'm going to say that this is very good to say when the person says, but he, in his heart, he really meant something to say it. That means the kid, when he's crying, he knows either he has a dirty pamper or something's bothering, he has to burp. But he knows what he wants. Hashem is reading his mind. That's why he's listening. So I'm saying, somebody who can daven, and he's just screaming out words, even though he's not saying the right words, Hashem is going to listen. But if you know how to daven, and you're just going, blah, 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 that's not worth anything. That means somebody who could daven, he should say out the words, Hashem should listen to the words that are coming out of his mouth. Hashem is brother should help, that we should be able to do whatever we have to. And I'll say just a little bit more, to finish off a piece of the Zohar, where he says, come with Safra, a person gets up in the morning. Kaveh b'rchoyen. Anach tefillin b'reisha ben einoy. He's supposed to put on tefillin between his eyes. That means on his head. Boy lezak v'reisha. And he wants to pick up his head. Chomei shmar kadisha lo ochet v'reisha. V'reisha mal reisha. He should have in mind Hashem is barach. Yud kei vavkei. Ritzuyin talin mahay gisa mahay gisa. And then you have the ritzuyas hanging on both sides of your body. Istakel b'yikari demorei. Start thinking about, you want to do what Hashem wants. Oishit yudoi. You pick up your hand. Chomi yuda achre. Miskashe b'kshuri d'shma kadisha. When you start connecting the trill, you have to have in mind, I want to connect to Hashem, the Dalet Oisis from Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that's on your hand. And then I put on the Tefillin Sheroish, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, this Tefillin, that you have to have in mind the two Shemes. It's Takel B'Yikore Demore, and Satev B'Tufi De Mitzvah Bar B'Zivin De Kesuse, and then you put on the Talis. It means, of course, you put it on beforehand, because you put the Talis then after that, the Tefillin. And once you do this, and you have in mind to do whatever you're supposed to by davening, then automatically, whatever the person needs, Hashem will fulfill everything, what you have to do. The day, it says, Kaddish li kol b'chor, be mekaddish the first kid. So tzaddikim say, Kaddish li kol b'chor, the first thing of the day, be mekaddish to Hashem Yisbara. If you start off the day good, hakel baser reisha nigrer, that means everything schleps after the head. If the head of the day, you start off your day with the right foot, you do everything what you're supposed to, you wash megalas, you go to shul, everything, automatically the whole day will be a day with hatzlacha. You start off the day and you go right to shul and you daven right, you do everything right, that day will be hatzlacha with everything you can do. Hashem is baruch should help, everybody should have hatzlacha with everything. With the zoyche, to the gula shleim, b'mehed, b'mehed, b'mehed.